For my message tonight, I will read from Hebrews 11, verses 24 through 26. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded this grace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Amen. Tonight we're going to continue our series from the Heroes of Faith from Hebrews 11, and my turn is to speak about Moses. But there's something that I want to remind you of. When we started this off, we said that faith, as presented in Hebrews 11, it's a dynamic faith, a faith that leads to action, a faith that is shown through action. And that's what our hero tonight did. Moses, maybe he's one of the greatest characters of the Old Testament. If not, he's one of the greatest characters in world history, because his influence can be felt over the ages, even through our time. Now, this text in Hebrews presents us Moses at like a crossroads in his life. He had to make a choice. His choice was between Egypt or Israel, between the idolatrous system of Egypt or the God of Israel, between the pleasures of Egypt and the life of a slave. He had to make a choice, and the Bible tells us that by faith he made a choice. And that's what we're going to stop over tonight. We're going to look at the right choice that Moses made, and this is a threefold choice. First, he had to make a choice regarding his identity. Verse 24 says, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. His identity, who was he? He was born in a Hebrew family. He was abandoned by his family. Then he was returned to his family. But for the first 40 years of his life, he was an Egyptian. And he had to make a choice. At this time, he had to make a choice. Will I be an Egyptian for the rest of my life? Or will I be part of God's people? Will I be a Jew? And that was his choice, his identity. And of course, he chose to be part of God's people. He chose to be a Jew. The second part of his choice was his choice regarding his way of life. If we look at verse 25, the Word of God says the following. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He had to choose, do I enjoy the life that I have as a prince of Egypt? Because he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and that was quite a lifestyle change. Or do I want to be just like these slaves that worked for me? And because he wanted to, what was more important for him? He knew that Jew means to be set apart. He was from the other side. He was set apart for God. Before he was born, he was set apart. So he chose to be known as a Jew. And the third part of his choice has to do with his reward. He had to make a choice about his reward. Verse 26 says the following. He regarded this grace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Now, I want you to think, you are at the top of the social structure in one of the most advanced civilizations in the world. You're right there under Pharaoh. You're a prince in Egypt. And you have to make a choice. Do I accept the rewards of being the prince of Egypt? Do I accept the rewards that come from having all these privileges? Or will I look forward to another reward, a reward that God promised, a reward that says, my people will have a land of their own, a reward that says, I will be with God? And he chose the reward that's to come. He had everything in his hand. He had the reward for here and now. He had it in his hand, and he gave it up. Said, I rather choose the reward that is to come. Now, what does this have to do with me? Because, Moses, good guy, make good choices, but how does this apply to my life? And I want to stop at these three choices and apply them to our lives. First, I want to let you know this night that you have to make a choice regarding your identity. You have to make a choice. And it's not about, do you want to be Romanian or American? That's not your choice tonight. Your choice tonight is, do I want to be the son of God or the son of Satan? Because there's no middle way. There's no middle ground. There's no neutral ground here. You're either with Christ or you're against him. And we live in a world that has two realities. There's two realities, two kingdoms that we have to deal with. There's the reality that we see, the physical reality. And the word says that Satan tries to control this physical reality. But then there's another reality that we cannot see, the reality of the kingdom of God, the reality of the spiritual, the reality of the supernatural. And that's our identity. And to illustrate this, I want to go to 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. And it's about Elisha the prophet and his servant. And in verse 16, Elisha said, "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes, opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. I pray tonight that God will open your eyes and you see the reality that's beyond what you see, beyond what we can touch. And this is your choice tonight. Do I want to be known as a child of Christ, as a child of light, or do I want to be known as a child of darkness? Do I want to be known as a follower of Christ or a follower of Satan? And sometimes those choices could be hard. I remember back in Romania, they would call us pocăitul, and it wasn't in the good way. Okay, it was meant to demean us, to mock us. Here, they might call you old-fashioned. Here they might call you a conservative. Here they might call you narrow-minded because of your choice. But what's your identity? And that's my question tonight. Who do you choose to be? Do you want to be part of the kingdom of God? Or do you want to be part of the kingdom of Satan? Moses chose to be part of the kingdom of God. By faith, he chose his identity as a Jew. What are you going to choose tonight? Where do you belong? Do you belong with Christ or do you belong with Satan? And let that question stay in your mind. A second choice that you will have to make tonight is regarding your way of life. I am called. You are called to be saint. You're called to be separated from this world. And that doesn't mean that you're going to go and live like a monk somewhere in a monastery or like a nun. No, God wants you to have a different mindset, a different system of beliefs, a different system of morality. He wants your standards to be according to his Bible. And there's one thing to guide us, and that's in the Word of God. If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, 1 Corinthians 10, 31, the Word of God says the following. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whatever you do, and this is something mundane, this is something every day. Even when you eat or drink, you do it for the glory of God. Now, what are we going to do about more important choices in our lives? How about the choice where your kids will go to school? Have you ever thought of that? Or are you just happy that this great country of ours provides free education? Free public education. And, you know, my kids are there 7 hours a day, 8 hours a day. When they come home, I'll teach them the Word of God, and that's it. That's going to be a very important choice that you have to make. Where are you going to send your kids to school? Choice about your career. Are you seeking God's advice in that? Are you seeking God's guidance? You know that He created you for a purpose. He gave you a set of skills, a set of tools, a set of knowledge for a certain purpose. When you choose your career, do you look at what God put in you? Do you look at God and His Word telling you, this is what I need you to do? Or do you look for the better paying job? And that's a big question that we have to decide. When you choose your spouse, when you pick your spouse, or a person to have a relationship with, do you go according to the will of God? It hurts me when I see people around me making the wrong choices in this very important area of their life. You see Christian girls or Christian guys dating somebody who's not Christian saying, no, I'll convert them, I'll bring them to Christ. But what happens? In a few months, a couple of years, you see the Christian falling away from Christ. And I usually give this example to my kids at school when I talk to them about choosing their friends, their peers. And I tell them, sit on top of this table. What's going to be easier for you? To bring that person that's pulling you down, to bring it up, bring them up, or for them to bring you down? And you as a Christian, you're on top of that table. And what's going to be easier? For you to pull that person up or for them to pull you down? And you have to be very careful about the choices you make about your way of life, because you're set apart for Christ. You're set apart for God. He chose you for a reason. And our way of life tells the people around us, that God is with us or He's not with us. The last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of things going on in my life, and there's a positive example from there and a negative one about my way of life showing who I chose to follow. First, there was a student who came Wednesday morning before we had the Thanksgiving break. She came to my class before classes started, and she handed me a bag of pills. And she said, Indris, take this, because I don't know what I'm going to do with them. You do whatever you want. And of course, I found out they're antidepressants. My idea is she was trying to end her life. But she knew she could trust me based on the choices I made. But as I was struggling with this, this next day, another student came and, you know, I need to talk to you. And I brushed her off. I said, you know what? I don't have time right now for that. And I wasn't the salt that I'm supposed to be in that place. For the first student, I was salt, but for the second one, I wasn't. Because I was too caught up in my own things, too caught up with what was going on. I was trying to get ready for the next lesson. I was trying to get ready for whatever was next. And I realized that, but it was late. She had went to talk to somebody else. But then I apologized for that. I apologized to her the next day, because I knew she needed me at that time. So what will your choices say about the way you live your life? Are you separated from the world? Are you set apart for God? There's one person, I don't remember, who said that the Bible should be the spectacles through which we look at life, should be the glasses through which we look at life. Do you use the Word of God to make your choices in your life? Do you use God and His guidance to make choices about your life, about your career, about your school, about everything else? Or do you do it based on your own understanding, based on the wisdom you think you have, based on, you know, the smarts that you think you have? And this is very important. Moses chose God. Moses chose to follow the way of God instead of following the way of Egypt. And lastly, what are you going to choose as your reward? Moses' eyes were fixated on his reward. what was to come. And for us, it's very clear. We have two choices for our reward: eternal life with Christ or eternal damnation. There's two choices. There's no other choice. There's no middle way. There's no purgatory. Eternal life with Christ or eternal damnation. And to illustrate this, I'm going to bring back a story that I talked to you guys about last time I was Laura de Rogaciune, and we're going to look in Luke 23, the story of the two criminals that were crucified at the same time as Christ. Luke 23, starting with verse 39. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We're punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man had done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise." And looking at this choice, I want to look through the eyes of emergency, or what's urgent and what's important. Because that's usually the choices that we have to make about our future, about our reward. What's urgent, what's an emergency in our life, or what's important. The first criminal, he looked at his emergency. "I'm on the cross. I need to get off here. Even though I might deserve being here, even though whatever I did brought me here, my situation is very dire. I need to get off here. I need to get off the cross. And Jesus, if you're the Messiah you say you are, if you're the Christ you say you are, save yourself and save us. This is urgent for me. This is my emergency. Get me off the cross." The other one, the second criminal, looked at his circumstances. On the cross, Jesus in the middle, next side of Jesus, the other criminal, and said, "You know what? I deserve to be here. All the choices I made in my life led me here. I made the wrong choices. I need to pay for that." But he recognized who was sitting there next to him. He recognized that he was the Son of God. And he recognized what was very important. And what was important for him is not to get off that cross, but, "Jesus, remember me when your kingdom, where you are into your kingdom." And Jesus told him, "Since you know what's very important, since you can look past the circumstances and see the importance of your choices, you will be with me in paradise tonight." And I want us to think, do I want everything here and now? Do I want that promotion, no matter what I do to get that promotion? Do I want to make more money, no matter the means I'm getting that money? Because in this world, and in my classes, we study Machiavelli, and many of my students recognize what Machiavelli said: the ends justify the means. They see that in our society. Do the ends justify the means for you? To meet your emergency, your urgent need. Do you want to get an A in school, even if it matters that you need to cheat or you need to plagiarize? Are you going to do that? Because that's important. Not important, that's urgent. You know, my grade, I need good grades to get in college. That's urgent for me. Do I want to date that girl or that guy, no matter what compromises I have to make? No matter who I have to lie to, if I have to lie to my parents, if I have to lie to my friends, if I have to lie to my pastor, I will lie because I really want to date that person, no matter what compromises I make. Do I want that new car when I know I don't really need a new car? Do I want a bigger house when I know I don't really need a bigger house? Or do I look at what's really important? Do I want the assurance that when I die, I go to see Christ? Do I want the assurance that my soul is saved? Do I want the assurance that whatever happens in my life, I know that God is in control? What choice are you going to make this tonight? What is going to be your reward? Is your reward going to be here and now? Or are you going to wait for the heavenly reward? And in conclusion, I want to close with the chorus from a song that I heard recently on the radio. It's from Building 429. And the chorus says the following. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. Take this world and give me Jesus. This is not where I belong. Where do you belong? Is this world your home? Is the system of this world your home? Is this world your reward? Is this world your identity? Is it? Or is your identity in Christ? Or is your reward in Christ? Do you belong to the people of God? Moses made his choice. He was a Jew. He chose to live a life set apart for God. He chose to look forward towards his reward, heavenly reward. What's going to be your choice tonight? Regarding your identity, your choice regarding your way of life, and your choice regarding your reward. And I pray that you make the right choice. And not just here tonight, but tomorrow at work, tomorrow at school, Tuesday wherever you are, Wednesday wherever you are, Thursday wherever you are, Friday, Saturday, every day of all your life. I pray that you make the right choice as a son and daughter of Christ. Amen.